Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Nina Cordell, the Women's Programs Coordinator with the YWCA Thompson. Nina's here to talk about the She Inspires Me campaign, which is to commemorate International Women's Day on March 8th. Thank you for joining me today. So Nina, my first question for you is, what is International Women's Day?
You know, I think it means different things to different people. Like, it's a chance to celebrate women. It's a chance to call to action women's equality issues. Historically, they had their first gathering in 1911. That's when it became official International Women's Day. But in 1908 was when there was the first really notable gathering in New York City, where there were approximately 15,000 women who marched on the streets of New York.
The YWCA has recently launched its campaign for International Women's Day, so tell us a bit more about it.
So again, we're going to do the She Inspires Me campaign. I think this is our third year, and we're asking the public, the community, to tell us how a woman or girl has inspired them. So we've been getting personalized messages from individuals in the community, and on Monday, March 8th, which is International Women's Day, we will be delivering those messages to women and girls. And it'll be a surprise. That in itself is really inspiring. The people who are doing the deliveries, they get to feel what the recipients feel. Like, they're so touched, they're moved, they're humbled, and it's just an amazing experience to be a part of.
And when do the messages have to be submitted by?
We will take messages until the end of the day on Friday, March 5th.
For people who wish to participate in She Inspires Me, how can they do so?
They can give me a call here at the Y. There's a couple numbers. We're kind of in the middle of renovation, so they can call 778-1209 or 778-1204. They can also email me at womensprograms@ywcathompson.com. And also through our Facebook. We've received messages through our Facebook. Our Facebook page is called YWCA Thompson.
Sounds good. Now I understand that the YWCA has recently launched a new bursary for women and girls, so tell us a bit more about it.
Yes, we're very excited about this. We've been working on it for a while now. So we have a new bursary we'd like to introduce to the community, and it's called Footsteps Forward, and it's an education bursary. It aims to provide financial support to individuals who identify as a woman or girl and have a desire to advance their learning. So this is replacing the Joan Johnston Award that we have had in the past. And that award was specific to graduates of Artie Parker. So we kind of reviewed that, and it excludes a lot of women and girls in the community. So now we have two. So Bursary A is called Furthering Education, and that is to assist with expenses for like shorter term training or programs, and you don't have to be enrolled in a post-secondary institution or a college or anything like that, and there's no deadline for that. And then the second one we have is similar to the previously known Joan Johnston Award. That's to assist with expenses relating to post-secondary enrollment.
Now, once again, where can people go to learn more about She Inspires Me or anything else the YWCA has going on?
We have our website available. You can check us out at ywcathompson.com. We have our Facebook page at YWCA Thompson, and they can call us. Our line to our building is 778-6341, and you can talk to the front desk folks there, and they can forward you to the appropriate people. We still have some programming we're doing off-site, and we're still trying to meet the needs of our community, so if anybody's interested, they can give us a call and find out what we're still doing through the pandemic.
All right, sounds good. Now, Nina, was there anything else you'd like to add about International Women's Day?
Yeah, you know, I just want to really encourage people to take advantage of this. Along with a personalized message, women will be delivered a token of appreciation. And we won't be having a gathering as we've had in the year, so this will replace that. And it's free of charge. There's no cost to do it. You just give us a call or message us and let us know who has inspired you so we can let them know. I'd also like to, of course, thank our sponsor this year, which is Valet. They have generously donated some funds to us, and we're able to provide these tokens of appreciation along with the personalized messages.
All right. Well, thank you again, Nina, for telling us more about International Women's Day and She Inspires Me.
Thank you so much.
All right, that was Nina Cordell from the YWCA Thompson. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.